Though the first day of winter in the Northern Hemisphere isn't technically until December 21st, the first snowfall in Alberta brings with it a sense of winter doom. Or should I say winter doom? Airdrie got hit with its first major snowfall on October 22nd, and with it came the final blow to summertime vegetation that may have still been clinging to life. Though a hardy plant, the pine tree I had planted in my backyard when I was approximately 8 years old went completely horizontal from the weight of the snow bearing down on it. In a hasty response to restore it to its upright position, I put on my snow boots and trudged through the snow to rescue my poor tree. I gave it a good shake and dusted off the snow. With time, the tree reverted back to its fully upright state again. I quickly returned to the warmth of my home to periodically inspect the health of my Charlie Brown-esque tree from my living room window. Though my tree was saved from the snowy downpour, many plants were not. And though I was safe in semi-hibernation mode in front of my fireplace, many boldly braved the snowy weather. My heart goes out to the poor folk who weathered slick driving conditions and even faced power outages in some Calgary communities. All this is to say that in my mind, it is now officially winter. I don't care what the calendar says. Though I will sorely miss the sweet scent of summertime, there is much to be treasured about wintertime, too. Winter brings with it a chance to embrace slowing down, engaging in restorative practices such as resting, practicing our favorite hobbies, or even just sitting in front of the television with loved ones watching some Christmas flicks. Is it too early for me to say the C-word? Probably, but I'm doing it anyways. The truth is, there are many things to be cherished about winter time, aside from the joys of the holiday season. Even the animal kingdom knows winter as a time to get warm, cozy, and rest for a while. Many in our society find it hard to embrace a season of low productivity, including myself. Our success-driven society convinces us we need to be constantly busy, working, buying, or consuming in some capacity. Instead, I'd like to propose something completely radical for the next six-ish months of snowy weather. Let's embrace stillness, slow living, and cherishing the memories we're bound to make along the way. Instead of frantically racing from one task to the next, let's be mindful of each moment and learn how to just be, without thinking of the next item on our to-do list. This might mean saying no to obligations that involve us overextending ourselves this season. But more than anything, it should mean saying yes to all the things that bring us joy this season. Even if we aren't growing, maybe resting is okay too.